Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
Allergies are just kicking in, man. So if you see me sneezing or anything, I'm okay. It's just allergies, amen. Praise God. So I think a few people can testify to that, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. So we're going to continue in the series that I've been ministering on, the I series, amen. And I've ministered on I Build. We have to have a desire to build and leave a legacy, amen. Last week I ministered on I Follow. Remember, wax on, wax off. No questions, amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out our podcast and you get caught up on our series, amen. But I want to start with our text, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, amen. And the Word of God says to follow my example as I follow the example of Christ, amen. Follow my example as we follow the example of Christ, amen. There's a lot of things that you can follow out there. And the problem is, sometimes even within the church, we are following man instead of God. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on, we follow icons. Sometimes we follow worship teams. We follow certain people. And there's nothing wrong with hearing the word for certain people. But if we're following man and not hearing God, then there's a problem. And so we ought to follow Christ. Amen. Follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that we are not perfect. Right? I'm the first to admit, amen, we all fall short of God's glory, but I believe that we can still be an example for this world to follow. Can somebody say amen? Paul says, follow me, my example, as I follow Christ. The I series, amen, is about I, or should I say about you, about me, amen? So before I start on our message today, I got a somewhat of a joke, amen, so married people pay attention. Praise the Lord. It says, a young woman awoke from a deep sleep, and she told her husband, I just dreamed that you gave me a diamond necklace for Valentine's Day. What do you think that means? And he answers her, wait till tonight, and you'll find out. That evening, the man arrived home with a small package for his wife. She was so excited and trembling as she unwrapped it, only to find out it was a book called The Meaning of Dreams. I think that guy was pretty wise, amen, to buy that for a wife, amen. What does that mean? Praise the Lord, amen. Today, amen, we're going to grab a hold of I Believe. Somebody say, I Believe. I Believe. Come on. I Believe is about having faith in God, amen. Come on, if we're going to become a changed person, if we're going to be spirit-filled people, amen, if we're going to be an example to follow, amen, we must, say, I must, we must be a people of faith. Somebody shout, I believe.
I believe.
Not just a person that says, well, I believe in a casual way. Come on, come on. The devil has more faith than that, right? Come on, we can't just throw it out there, oh, I believe, or I'm a believer. There has to be some truth behind that, amen. But an unwavering faith. Come on, somebody say unwavering. Come on, we can't be wavering like this, amen, hallelujah. This is what unwavering means, amen. That means that you're in and you're out. I'm serving God, I'm not serving God. I'm trusting God, I'm not. Come on, we have wavering Christians today, amen. They walk into the church, amen, and sometimes they're in and sometimes they're out, amen. We cannot have unwavering faith, amen. We have to have a faith, amen, that matters, that looks like, you know what, I'm going to stick to it, amen. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to make a way type of faith. Amen. Come on, we have to be people that says God's going to do it. Come on, say that with me. God's going to do it. Come on, I trust in God. Amen. You got to have some faith that says, God, no matter what's coming my way, I believe. A quote from someone says this, faith is not believing that God can, is knowing that God will. Right. Amen. Come on, someone shout, I believe.
I believe.
You may ask, well, how do I get this kind of faith? Amen. Well, the Bible says that it's believing is not seeing. Believing is not seeing, church. The problem with us, we only believe what we see. Another quote from someone says this, faith is taking the first step even if you don't see the whole staircase. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says this, now faith is the confidence in the what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. Amen. The beginning point of faith is believing in God's character. He is who he says he is. Come on. And he will do what he says he'll do. Come on. We need to stop doubting and we need to start believing. Come on. Someone say, I believe.
I believe.
Oh, I guess someone over here say, I believe.
I believe.
Can you beat that? Someone say, I believe.
I believe.
All right. All right. So challenge is on. All right. The challenge is on, guys. Hallelujah. Come on. In the book of John, chapter 20, we find a story of doubting Thomas. And this is where Jesus appears to his disciple after the resurrection. But Thomas doesn't believe. And then they told him Jesus was just here, and he doesn't believe because he did not see him, because he wasn't there. That's us, church. Come on. Unless I see the nail marks. Come on, unless I can put my fingers in the holes of his hands, unless I can put my hands in his side, I will not believe. Come on. I won't believe unless you give me the job. Come on, somebody. Come on, unless you heal me, unless you put my marriage back together. No, no, no. Ta-ta. Oh, that was last week, Mexico. I'm sorry. No questions. No questions. Jesus appears again when Thomas is there. And he comes, he goes, here's my hands, Thomas. Go for it. Put your finger in. Come on, on John chapter 20, verse 29 says, then Jesus told him, speaking of Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have seen, had not seen, and yet have believed. Jesus wasn't being hard on Thomas here for his doubts. Thomas was still a loyal person to the church and loyal to Jesus. See, some people need to doubt. Listen, you got to follow me. Need to doubt before they believe. Come on. Some of you guys had some doubts before you believed. Come on, somebody. Come on, you didn't just come here and get saved. I believe everything. No, no. You still have some doubts. Come on. Some people here still have some doubts. Hallelujah. Come on, you've been here for 6 months and you're still doubting God. Amen. Come on, you got to understand, we walked in and we had some doubts. Oh, yeah, God's going to put my life together. God's going to deliver me from drugs. God's going to do this, do that, whatever it is. And we walk in with doubt. Come on, somebody. All of us have gone in that area. And so here, some people need some doubt before they believe. Listen, if doubt leads to questions, and questions lead to answers, and answers are accepted, listen, then doubt has done a good job. Come on, if doubt can get you searching to find the answer and you accept it, then doubt works, church. Come on, some people need to get a little doubt before they believe, church, because they need some answers. But it's when doubt becomes stubborn, and that stubborn becomes prideful, in a prideful lifestyle, that is when doubt brings harm to faith. Are you following me, church? Listen, when you doubt, don't stop there. Come on, tell your neighbor, keep on going. Come on, keep on going. Don't stop there in doubt. Don't stop there. Continue to search for the answers. Come on, that's what kept you coming back, right? You got saved on Sunday. Monday, you started doubting. Tuesday and Wednesday, you struggled. You came back on Sunday because you're still trying to find the answer. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, we're trying to find answers. We're still trying to find answers. Come on, we're still saying, God, I need you to help me, right? Even the disciple says, help me in my unbelief. I believe, but help me in my unbelief. Amen. There are things inside of us that cause doubt, and doubt is to help you to push for answers. And when you find the answer and you accept it, then doubt has worked its case inside of you, church. Come on. Doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you if you doubt. It means that you're human. Hallelujah. Come on, you're normal. Amen. And you're a person that wants some answers in order to believe. Amen. So there's things like that. But if doubt is causing you to be stubborn and prideful, then that's going to bring harm to your faith. Are you following me, church? Jesus is asserting personal faith into Thomas. The faith that accepts not only the truth of what Jesus says, come on, but the truth of who he is, that he is the Son of God. Can somebody say amen? Amen. John here shows how belief comes to maturity and how it changes the direction of an individual's life. Someone shout, I believe.
I believe.
Come on. Just believe, church. Come on, we just have to believe, church. There are going to be times in your Christian walk, amen, that you're going to have to actually believe and then put faith into action. Come on, you know what, God, I don't see myself healed, but I'm going to put my faith in you that you're going to heal me. There are times that we're going to have to just believe, but we're going to have to put some faith into it. We've got to put faith into action, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm sorry to tell you here today that usually it's going to happen during the toughest times in your walk. Right now, church, you got to understand, we are believing for Pastor Joe's total healing, amen. I believe, church, I believe, amen. Becky is believing, amen. Come on, I believe what he's going to do. I believe in his word, amen. I believe that he can send his word and heal any disease. Come on, if he can raise the dead of the past, he can do it here today, church, because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, someone say, I believe. Come on, you got to believe, church. Don't just believe, oh, that's the God of the past. That's the God. No, he's the same God. You're just not believing.
That's right.
See, the problem falls in our unbelief, amen. That's why we don't see miracles in the church today. Because there's doubt in the church today, amen. They don't believe, amen. They don't believe. They believe a certain amount, amen. The things that are controlled that we can control a little bit. I believe, amen. But it's that one stepping out in faith belief. We got to go back to believing God. When he says jump, you jump. When go, you go. Trust, you trust. God, you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. That's not my problem. That's yours, amen. My thing is just to believe. And keep going. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, tell your neighbor, I believe.
I believe.
Church, we got to believe, church. We got to believe. You see, faith is not really faith if everything's going fine. You can come to church and be hallelujah all the time, man. You have no problem giving. You have no problem serving when everything's flowing good. But a little rock, a little wavering, a little trial, a little storm, amen. Well, it's a different story now. I don't feel like ushering today. I don't want to clean out in front. You come in with attitude. Come on, somebody. Come on. We come in like, oh, what happened to you? Amen. No milk for your cereal? Man. If I have no milk for my cereal, I'm pretty mad. Hallelujah. See, faith starts when doubt starts creeping in. Are you listening? Faith starts when doubt starts creeping in. That's when Jesus shows up and he makes himself real and he shows you his hands and he calls you by your name. He goes, I'm here, amen. You're doubting, but here's the holes in my hand. Put your finger in it, son. Put your finger in it, son. I'm here for you. And he calls you by your name. You may be here today and be eating too many doubt donuts. Hallelujah. Come on, you ever ate doubt donuts? Come on. Well, you're a perfect person in a perfect position for a faith diet. Let's look at the story of faith here for a bit. In the book of Daniel, faith was expressed through these three Hebrew men that believed in their God. You see, Israel had been captive under the Babylonians. And King Nebuchadnezzar would force the Israelites to worship false gods. He even made a golden statue of himself. Amen. He had a little bit of an ego problem. Problem. Ego problem. I need water. I'm sorry. Let's do that again. He had a little bit of an ego problem. Hallelujah. Listen, church, before I go further, if you guys ever come to this church and see a big golden statue of me in the front, turn around and run. Something has happened to this dude, amen. Just don't even look back, just run, hallelujah. But the king here, listen, he made a law that when the trumpet sounded and the music started to play, everyone had to fall down and worship this statue. If not, they were going to be put to death by fire. Well, here were three Hebrew boys that expressed their faith. These three men worked for the king. These three men had a good job. They had good benefits. They had a retirement plan. They had a 401k plan. But the only problem that they had is that they believed in the true God. Come on, somebody say, I believe. So these three young men decided and talked among themselves and said, no way are we going to bow down to that statue. No way are we going to bow down to these false gods. We only believe in the true God, amen. We will worship and we will not bow down to anything but God, amen. Our faith is in Him and only in Him. So when the trumpets blew, the music started, these three Hebrew men did not bow down. But then someone reported them. Can I let you in on a little secret? There's always a snitch. Can I let you in on a little bit more of a secret? The snitches are in the church sometimes too. Pastor. Did you see brother so-and-so? Did you know that sister so-and-so? I'll tell you later. How many know there's always a snitch? Someone reports these young men, amen, for not doing and disobeying the law of the king, amen. They did not bow down. So if we jump into the story right here, look at Daniel chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. It says here, furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summons Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought in before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true? He wants to hear from them. Is it true? Come on. He knows someone snitched them out. He knows that someone ratted on them. But he says, you know what? I want to know from you. Is it true that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? You got to think about it right here in the moment. This was the king. He had the present and the dominant power. He was the Caesar of that time. And this was the law that he had made. And you refuse? You refuse? Hallelujah. Something's wrong with me today. Hallelujah. If you refuse, you burn. Period. You're dead. You're gone. So the king gives these three young Hebrew men an opportunity. Listen, not an opportunity to do right, an opportunity to do wrong. An opportunity to cheat, opportunity to lie, and to weasel their way out. They could have made it easier for themselves with an excuse and bow down to this thing, amen, and save their lives. Come on, there are some today in the church that make excuses. Come on, somebody say amen. And don't look at them right now. Come on. They could have said, you know, let's just bow down and pretend we're worshiping this idol. Come on, let's just worship one time and we'll ask God for forgiveness later. Come on, he's the king. It's the law. We have to obey. God will understand. Come on, you can put this into your own little situations that you make excuses for. Come on, let's just do it. We're not hurting anyone anyway. See, there's a lot of things that they could have just done to save their lives. Listen, church, whenever your faith is tested, there's always an opportunity to lie, to cheat, and to weasel your way out of it. To weasel their way out makes perfect sense. In order to do it, all you got to do is not apply faith. Just don't apply faith and you can weasel your way out of anything. The definition of weasel is this: sneaky, untrustworthy, to escape or slip away from any situation. Do you know where the term weasel came from? From the animal, the weasel. You see, the weasel doesn't like to fight. He will run, he will dig a hole and hide. Come on, he will slip away from any situation. Come on, we got weasels in the church. Come on, they don't want to face a situation. They don't want to fight the devil. Come on, when the devil comes, pew, when you're confronted with something, amen, instead of saying, I'm a believer, I love God, I love Jesus, yes, I believe that he's the risen king, we weasel our way out sometimes not to cause controversy or a fight or anything. We make an excuse. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Come on. Whenever the adversary comes, church, there always is going to be a fight. Right? The Bible says he comes prowling around like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone. He's not here to play with you. He's here to devour you. He wants to fight. He wants to fight and say your marriage is not going to make it. He wants to fight that you can't make it. You can't win that struggle. You can't stop doing what you're doing. He's out to pick a fight with you. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Let's go back to the story. Daniel chapter 3, 15. Here's the king. He says, I'm going to give you one more chance. One more chance to bow down and worship the statue I made. And when you hear the sound of the musical instruments, come on. But if you refuse, you'll be thrown immediately into the burning furnace. And then what God will be able to rescue you from my power? Take that one down. Here's another opportunity, church, that's presented to them. Come on. Will they stand on faith or will they weasel their way out? Do you know that life will give you many opportunities, thank you, to choose doubt over faith? What will you do? Listen, make it personal. What will you do when the music plays? What sound makes you turn from your I believe to I give up? I weasel out. I lie. I give in. I'll repent later. What song changes your I believe to I backslide? What sound, church, calls you to turn away from your I believe? Come on. There's a sound that comes after you. Come on, somebody say amen. It's a familiar sound. Your song is not my song. And my song is not your song. But when the song comes, it brings doubt with it to turn away from your I believe to I give up. To I don't trust. To I question God. Come on, somebody. See, God is looking for a generation of believers that will believe in him. Not give in to pressure. Not give up. This is church. This is not a time right now to start to pressure into the things of what's going on in this world. This is a time that we need to stand and we need to believe God. Come on, there's a time, amen, that you're going to be forced, amen. Who do you believe? Just like you're going to be thrown in this furnace, amen. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to receive the mark? Or give your life for Jesus? There's going to be a time for us, church, that we cannot be pressured in to saying, I'm going to lie my way out. I'm going to cheat my way out. I'm going to weasel my way out. No, I'm going to stand and take the consequences and say, I believe in the true God. I believe and trust in Him even when it makes, listen, no sense. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to make a choice here. Lie or die? Go back to work for the king or be burned? You see, we give into the sound of whatever's calling us to fail. And most of us, and most of the time we give into it, listen, because we don't like the burn of change. We don't like the burn of change. And like I said before, if there is no challenge, church, there is no change. You see, it's through the burn that causes your faith. Somebody say, my faith. Your faith to grow, amen. It's through the burn, church, that causes your marriages to grow. It's through the burn, church, that causes knowledge to grow. It's through the burn that causes miracles to happen, church. It's through the burn that causes change to happen. Through the burn that causes fear, doubt, and anxiety to flee away. God wants to chisel you up. Listen, you have to feel the burn in order for change. No pain, no gain. Let's go back to the story here. Daniel chapter 3, 16 through 18. It says that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not have to defend ourselves before you in this matter. I like these guys, amen. I mean, these guys are radical. These are I believe men here, guys. Come on, they're right here. He goes like this. They tell him the opportunity. I'm giving you one more chance. You're going to bow down or you're going to burn. He said, you know what, king? We don't need to defend you. I mean, we don't need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. He goes, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. Come on, somebody. The God that we serve is able. I said, the God that you serve is able. I said, the God that you serve is able. Come on. He says, the God that we serve is able to save us from your power, your majesty. These guys are not, they're not disrespecting the king here. He says, the God that we serve is able, your majesty. He's not being, they're not puffed up, saying, whatever you want to do, check it out. My God's going to whoop you. They're not talking smack. They're talking gospel. They're talking faith. They're talking from I believe in their hearts, amen. He says, the God that we serve is able, your majesty. They're not disrespecting the king. They know who he is, but they're saying, you don't know my God. The God that we serve is able. And then they go on, this is where I really like these guys. But even if he doesn't, come on, the God that we serve is able, but even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty. See the respect that they're giving? But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to your majesty, we will never, ever serve your gods or worship this stupid idol. No, I didn't say that. We won't worship this golden statue that you have set up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were pressured, listen, to deny God. But they chose to be faithful to God no matter what. And they trusted that God would deliver them. Come on, someone says, I believe. Come on. These are three I believe men, amen. They were telling the king, we're not selling out. We're not weaseling out. We're not going to lie or connive our way out of here. We believe, amen. And we're not bowing down. We're not going to worship, amen, when the music plays. We're not going to worship this golden image that you set up, amen. Come on. The God that we serve is able to save us. But even if he doesn't, your majesty, we're still not bowing down. I love these guys. We need some Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's in the church today, amen. Come on, we need some man that will stand up and say, I believe. I wonder if any man here will stand up and say, I believe. No men are saying, oh, come on, I'm looking for men that will stand up and say, I believe. I'm looking for men that are not embarrassed to stand up in the midst of a crowd and say, I believe. Come on, we got any men that will stand up? Come on. Come on, men, young, old. These were three young men. You don't have to be old. Amen. Come on, Santa. Come on, there's some men. You don't believe? You believe, sir? Then you can stand up with us, right? Can you do that? I'm not here to embarrass nobody. I'm here to say, man, let's join together. Let's just believe as men, amen. We need men right now that will stand up, that will lead their families. Men that will stand up and say, God, we're going to fight. I'm going to fight for my home. I'm going to fight for my marriage. I'm going to fight for the situation. I will stand up and fight, and I believe God you serve. Men that will stand up in this house, we serve the Lord. These are the men that God is looking for. I'm not trying to get anything. I don't want you standing up for me. I want you standing up for the King that you serve. Amen. That's where we stand, guys. I'm not trying to bark anything. I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. I'm just looking for men. God is looking for men that will say, I believe. Come on, you can stand. So you can sit down. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Come on. Not men that will make an excuse. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, men that would say, oh, I would, but my leg hurts. Huh. Oh, I would go, but I got to help my wife. She needs me to bake cookies. Come on, men. Listen. I'm going to say some things here, amen. Men, you need to find your position in your house. I'm not saying you can't help your wife. I'm not saying this, but you are supposed to be the man of the house. Come on, man, the roles are switched. It's the truth. That's not the order of the Lord. That's not how God put the order in the house, church. I'm not saying that you become the priest and you're the king and kiss my ring kind of thing. That's not what I'm saying here, church. I'm saying you are to love your wife, take care of your wife, protect your wife, be the covering for your wife, and she'll serve what you need to be served in your house. I know that we need to work and we've got to bring some balance, church. But come on, guys. Take your role. Come on, be the man. And ladies, let them be the man. That's the problem right now. They don't want to be the man because you're going to say something to them to embarrass them. So they'd rather just take their position and say, yes, dear. Hello. Come on, am I stepping on anybody's toes? Amen. If so, I'm going to step on them more. Hallelujah. We need some order in our house, church. Come on, read the word of God. Position yourself, men. Be the priests of your home and cover your family and cover your wife. If your wife is covered, she'll follow you anywhere you go. If she's not covered, she won't follow you. They don't trust in you. You got to show them the confidence that you have and the authority that God has given you as men. Amen. That was for free, guys. Hallelujah. Hello. Come on, somebody. I better keep on going. Listen, church. These three men were faithful. These three men did not sell out. Talk about faith. Come on. Talk about their I believe stand. Church, we should be faithful to serve God whether he intervenes or not. I'm going to serve God no matter if he shows up for my circumstances or he doesn't show up. I'm still serving God. I'm going to be there whether he heals me or he doesn't heal me. Come on, I'm going to serve God whether he gives me the job or doesn't give me the job. Come on, somebody. Come on. You know, in our marriage, and can I share a little bit of our marriage, baby? Say yes, just to say yes. She's going to believe what I say right now. Listen, I would never, ever, ever, ever embarrass my wife. She knows that. I would never embarrass her. And I'll never put her into a position to be embarrassed. Amen. But in my marriage, amen, I was backsliding for these 10 years, and she believed for a saved man. For 10 years, she believed that God was going to save me. 10 years go by, and I get saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. She believed. But it was through the course of my marriage, so she fought not only for our marriage, but she fought for my salvation mainly. It was that I want this man saved. And so she believed all those years. And so 2 months after the fact, after I got saved, amen, 2 months I'm in love with God. I'm on fire for God. I went through the fire. I went there and I got changed and God delivered me and I fell in love with God. And 2 months later, she says, instead of I believe, I don't love you. Remember that, baby? I don't love you. And I was like, ooh, that hurt. Ooh, man. You know, not I don't like you, I don't love you. And man, that hurt me. And I went to the Lord. I was mad. I said, God, did you hear? You better go talk to her. But I was mad because God told me that if I gave my life to him, I will put everything. He said, I will put everything back together in your life. That's what he told me. And I believed those words. And so now I hear the words, I don't love you. So I get mad at God. And I say, God, what's going on here? You said, and you went, ta-ta. No question. No, you didn't say that. He told me, even if she leaves you, or will you leave me? And I said, oh, no, Lord. I will never leave you. He goes, then trust me, and I'll put it back together. And I said, God, I believe. 29 years later, here we are. I don't know what that was, amen. But that was for you, girl. That's your new dance. The I believe dance, amen. See, doubt tried to come in. Quickly, doubt started to come in. The devil said, Dad, I told you he lied to you. I told you he wouldn't fix it. I told you she'd leave you anyway. And Dad, God says, don't listen to that. What I say, I'll do. Amen. You keep serving me, son, and I'll take care or work on your wife. But as you're working on her, he was working on me and then bringing a healing together. Church, I needed to hear that because it brought me to my knees. Not only for my salvation, now I'm fighting for my marriage. And I said, God, I believe. God, I'm going to fight. I'm going to trust you. God, you're going to heal us. You're going to put us together. You're going to heal this marriage. Man, we're going to love each other more than ever before. Right? Come on. Come on. Just shout out. I believe. I believe. She believes. Have we gone through some bumps and bruises and things along the way? Oh, yeah. There's always a process of healing, church. I said there's always a process that you have to go through for healing. It'd be wonderful if God can just snap his fingers, blink his eye, do whatever, and everything be perfect in your life. Wouldn't that be awesome? But it doesn't happen that way. We're a process. And there's always something of a challenge of faith for us. Doubt will always come our way, church, but faith can push it away. And I keep believing. I keep it resisting. Say, God, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe for my kids. I believe for everything, God. I believe in you, and I don't want doubt to sink in. And I keep trusting in God, and he keeps showing up for me. He keeps showing up for me, and he shows up for you, doesn't he? Come on, I believe. I believe. Come on, somebody say, I believe. These three Hebrew men said, the God that we serve is able. Hallelujah. Come on, he's able. And even if he doesn't, we'll never serve your God. We'll never bow down to this statue. Get thee behind me, Satan. That's what these men were saying. I'm not bowing down to nothing. I'm not giving up on my God. I'm not going to give up on my Jesus. Amen. After all that he's done in my life, dying on the cross was enough. Amen. That's enough. Come on, there's no promises in this life. There's some promises awaiting for us, though. Come on. He didn't say he put it all. You know, everything's going to be perfect in your life. I'm just glad it worked out. Amen. I fought. She fought for me. I fought for us. Hallelujah. And together we made it. Amen. And now we can tell other people about I believe stories in our lives to other marriages and say, you know what? Come on. It's never too late to give up. It's never too late to say God can't put it together. Amen. All you got to do is believe. Come on, somebody. You just got to believe. That's all you got to do, church. Listen, our eternal reward is worthy of any suffering that we may have to endure first. Come on. The guys say this, and the king goes nuts. I mean, he didn't like their answer at all. He was like, what? What is wrong with you? Tie him up! Tie him up! And he said that he ordered to be tied up and for the heat of the furnace to be 7 times hotter. Come on, somebody say, that's hot. Come on. But 7, listen, 7 is God's perfection. Perfect, listen, perfect to show off his power. Come on, 7 times hotter, that's my number. Hallelujah. 7 is perfection, amen. God's number of perfect, amen. It was so hot, listen, so hot that the soldiers that tied them up to throw them in got burned and died like that. That's how hot it was from them just going near the fire to throw them in. It's like, ah! I don't know. I don't know if they did that, but they died. I wonder if I brought a fire to you men, how what you guys would do. Ah! That's hot, man. That's how hot it was. It was that hot. Come on, they were burned to death. Look, let's wrap this up in Daniel chapter 3, verse 25 to 28. Look, Nebuchadnezzar shouted, I see 4 men unbound, walking around in the fire unharmed, and the 4th one looks like God. Another translation says, like the Son of God. And Nebuchadnezzar came close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out here. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Come on, here they are. These guys die as soon as they throw them in. Boom, oh, die. And all of a sudden, he's like this. What's going on there? Didn't we just throw 3 guys? There's 4 guys. One looks like the Son of God. So he calls them out of the fire. And they come out and say, yeah, what's up, King? What's up? That's what I think they did. Like, come out here. Yeah, what's up? Look what it says. Then the high officers, the officials, the governors, the advisors crowded around them. Here they are. These unbelievers are crowding around them. Amen. And come on. And it says here, around them, they saw that the fire did not harm them or touch them. Not a hair of their heads were singed. Their clothing were not burned. Amen. They didn't even smell like smoke. And then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Here is a king praising their God. Come on, right away, like, man, these guys come out, their hair's not burned, their clothes are not burned, they don't smell like fire, they come out like nothing. And he says, praise God to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angels to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to rather die than to serve or worship any god except their own God. Here's the king now speaking to the crowd about their God. It was obvious to those witnessing that day that the fourth person was supernatural. Amen. Come on, we cannot be certain that the fourth man, who it was, amen, it could have been an angel. It could have been the appearance of Christ himself. In either case, God sent a heavenly visitor to be with these faithful men. During their great trial. Listen, church, when you step out in faith, when you don't weasel your way out, and when you start to believe, amen, when God will show up through the fire of your storm, amen, through the fire of your trial, God will show up for you. He will show up, amen, when you're walking through the fire. He will show up in those difficulties in your life, amen. Come on, tell your neighbor, my God shows up. Come on, show and shout, I believe.
I believe.
Listen, when you believe in the God that you serve, and you serve him no matter what, listen, it causes others to believe your God. Come on. Did you see the story? He comes out, he calls them out, amen. They're not burned, amen. The whole, all the officials, all the representatives are there, amen. They're seeing what God can do, amen. It caused others to believe. It caused a king to praise a God that he did not believe in. It causes others. When you stand in your I believe, it preaches to your family. It preaches to your neighbor. It preaches to your coworker. It preaches to those, amen, that don't have a belief system in place, amen. And you stand in your belief, it causes them to believe. Amen. God's deliverance of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was a great victory of faith for the Jews in captivity. They were protected and comforted in trial, and God was glorified, and they were rewarded. The king, after all this, makes a decree, makes a law for them. A law for these three that violated his law, he makes a law for them. That if anyone talked bad about their God, they will be put to death. Talk about, that's powerful. Three men that disobeyed a law of his now makes a law for them that if you talk about bad about their God, you'll die. That's how much he started to believe. Now the king wasn't making a commitment to serve the Hebrew God. There was no commitment. He didn't give his life to the Lord that day. He simply believed. He acknowledged that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God was powerful. Come on. Sometimes all you got to do is stand in your belief, church, to win others to God. That's all you got to do. They're watching you. They're watching if you're going to stand in faith. They're going to watching you as you're going through that trial. Through that trial, you're going to quit? Is he going to quit? Are they going to quit? Amen. No, it's your I believe that ministers to others who don't believe. Come on, that's why I believe is so important, church. Because it demonstrates our faith. I'm going to believe. No matter what. No matter what. If I didn't believe, church, when she told me that those phrases of I don't love you, if I would have believed that and not trust my God, I would not be here today preaching to you. It's the truth. Where will you be? Where will we be? I'm not saying that God won't come after you, but because I believe, I made a stand. We may believe, we made a stand. And we're here today preaching to you about the God that we believe. I made a stand that day that, you know what, I'm going to believe no matter what. And I even told God, if I damaged our relationship so much, amen, I'm gonna serve you, God. I'm going to love you, God. I'm going to still serve you, amen. And that's how it is. I know that there's prices that we got to pay. We reap what we sow. And I understood it. That I had to release her, amen, that that's what it is. And it was just too damaging. She loved me, church. She just wasn't in love with me at that time. Right? Okay. At that time, right? Well, that's another story. Now, I'm in love with my wife, and she's in love with me. She told me those very words in the opposite years after. We were out here pastoring. And she told me one day, and I don't know what it was, it got her into like, whoa. Whoa. I came into the room and she went, whoa, there's like a light around me or something. I don't know what it was. But I was walking away and she goes, I love you. And I said, I know. No, I was just saying that. And you know, because we said that, we say those words, right? I love you, love you. Sometimes not even no feelings or nothing, right? We just say it because we just say it. Bye, I love you, right? You ever just say that? Because it's just part of routine, part of your language. Bye, I love you. Love you. And she goes, no, I love you. And I said, I know what you meant. And she was telling me, I'm back in love with you. And God showed me that God healed her. Because I believe. See, guys, I'm not going to quit this ride, this walk with God, because I believe everything that he told me that day I gave my life to him, everything that he says, I will put everything back together in your life. Just trust me. Just believe in me. And I took those words literally and I said, okay, God, I'm going to hold on to. That's why I got mad when I heard those words. Hey, you told me. And he comforts me the way he does, you know. What, you're going to leave me too if she leaves you? Oh, no, no. I went back to holding on. God, I trust you. It's not over. The walk's not over. Your storm may not be over right now. The season in your life that you're in right now may not be over. You may not see the full things. Like I said, we only believe what we see sometimes. But faith is not seeing. Come on, it's hoping for those things that you cannot see. God, I'm just standing on your word. Your word says that you're going to do this. Amen. So I got to stand even when I don't see it. I got to have faith in you, God. I'm going to hold on to this. There's a storm, a battle. I mean, it's just all kinds of hell going on. I mean, I don't see the things that you're telling me. But God, I'm going to hang in there and I'm going to believe. It may take years, guys. But I'm going to keep serving God no matter what, amen. And that's what we got to do. If we're going to be successful as Christians and successful in our belief, in our stand, if it's going to cause other people to look at our God that we believe, then we got to stand during the midst of those storms, in the midst of those battles and say, I'm going to believe not only for myself, but I'm standing for others to believe. You're fighting not just for yourself, but you're causing the faith, amen, to go around you, amen, and those people that you are witnessing to see the God that you serve. I believe. You've got to believe, church. It's easy to believe, like I said, when everything's flowing. It's through the midst of those trials and storms that we have to stand through. And sometimes we have to stand alone in. You hear me? You will stand alone in the midst of those trials, and you're going to have to say, I believe. It's easy to say it here when it's in the crowd and everybody's there, and I don't want to, you know, we're just saying it to be part of the crowd. No, it's in that storm of loneliness when the devil's laughing at you. And you say, I believe, devil, get thee behind me. You're not going to take my children. You're not going to take my grandchildren. You're not going to take, no, get out. I believe God's coming after my family. I believe that my son and my grandsons and everyone, every family member will get saved. I believe that Las Vegas will get saved. I believe in the friends and your family will get saved. I believe, amen, if we do our part, people will get saved. We can point them to God. Follow me as I follow Christ. Come on. It's nothing that we do. It's nothing I do. But let me tell you, faith plays a big part of it. You've got to believe. And somebody say amen. Amen. Well, let's all step up.